Welcome to the Prophecy Club Important program today. The title is The Petro Yuan Eats the Petro Dollar. We've been talking about this. We've known this is coming since 2010 when Shane Warren told us about it, when he had a vision. Well, here it is. Now, the reason we ask you to subscribe $9.90 a month or more is because we're trying to take out the dips in our paying our bills. It seems like when I ask for help, I get it, but if I don't ask for help, I don't get it. So what we'd like you to do is join Prophecy Club, $9.90 a month or more on an automatic giving basis. That way, I mean, I'd love to be able to come on here, never have to say anything about, hey, we're in a jam. So this is the reason. And unfortunately, yes, we're in another jam. And this will hopefully take out some of the bottoms. All right, let's go on. Now, this is important to remember. We're looking for the first headline, Omar ushers in Palestinian state. We do not know that it happens this year. And sometimes I think, it's probably not going to happen. Not this year. And then right now, it looks more likely. But we're going to talk about today. Now, the counting of the Omer is the 49 days between first fruits and Pentecost. Now, there's some question, Pentecost. It's a question whether the Pentecost is on the 13th or the 16th. So let's watch it for some time in that area. And we're looking for the headline, Omer ushers in Palestinian state. We don't know for certain if it comes in 2024. Neither do we know that it comes at Jerusalem Post, but we're watching. All right. This is the reason. Israel will give the Palestinians a state. We just don't know if it is this year. Now, this is the real important point today. Chris Reed was given 10 newspaper headlines. The first one is, U.S. dollar drops 30% in value. The subtitle is, look carefully. This is what we're talking about. Middle Eastern oil strikes deal with China instead of the U.S. We may, and probably will, see this headline before the end of June, possibly even next week. Why do I say that? Well, on Sunday, 6-9 of 2024, it has been confirmed the 70-year-old treaty between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia expires, the one that says Saudis will no longer be required to sell their oil for U.S. dollars. What does that mean? It means that the U.S. dollars will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. It means that many of the nations no longer need to have piles and piles of dollars on hand to buy their oil. What does that mean? Well, Saudi Arabia is not renewing the 50-year-old petrol agreement with the U.S. It expires June 9, that's Sunday. And okay, I'm making this Thursday, so this is probably going to be the Monday program. So maybe by the time you watch this, it's already happened. The petrodollar was established in 1974. 3 years after the U.S. abandoned the gold standard, under the petrodollar agreement, Saudi Arabia agreed to sell oil exclusively in U.S. dollars in exchange for U.S. military, security, and economic development assistance, which they have now switched to Russia, and now they're switching to the Chinese yuan. Well, with this coming up, I know it's very important that you have food. So I called Joseph Kitchen a couple of days ago. Took them a couple of days to figure out exactly what they could do. And I said, look, is there any way we can make some kind of a special big summer blowout to get people food? And it took them a couple of days to calculate it up, but here's what they come up with. So most of the places, when you order wheat berries, they come in a paper bag. And they only last for about a year. And bugs eat it or mice eats it or something. But Joseph Kitchen, far as I know, is about the only one out there that does this. They send it out in big plastic, like 6-gallon pails, about 50 pounds per pail, and it is nitrogen packed. And what does that mean? It means that they run a copper line down to the bottom, about 1,000 pounds pressure, and they blow out the oxygen and replace it with nitrogen. What does that do? Well, hopefully the plan is it's going to kill any bugs in there. And the plan is it'll have at least long storage, perhaps even 25 years. Who knows? So here's what I've asked them to do. I said, you got to have me a really good deal. So they put together a deal. Buy one pail and get a second pail free on red wheat till, you know, while supplies last. Let me say it again. Buy one pail, get a second pail free. Now, one pail, according to my calculations, feeds one person for, as I recall, I think it was about a year. It might be 6 months. Been a while since I've done this, but I think it's like a year. One person, 1 year. That doesn't sound right. Maybe 6 months. I don't know, but a long time. While supplies last, red wheat, go to josephskitchen.com. There's an S in there. josephskitchen.com. One pail, get a second pail free right now. And you're about to need it, sad to say. So, petrodollar replaced by the petro yuan. You recall, July 10, 2012, Shane Warren came and spoke to Prophecy Club about a vision he had back in 2010. And he said he saw a financial storm coming to America, and right here, the thing that caused it is when they start buying or selling oil in another currency. That happens Sunday, June the 9th. And he said he saw silver, not gold, but silver, drastically increasing in value. And for that, we'll send you to 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, or prophecyclubgold.com. Now, here's further proof. Petrodollar dusk. In other words, it's the end of the petrodollar. Petro yuan dawn. What investors need to know. This is from Forbes, okay? So there's no question. This is happening. During a three-day state visit, Chinese President Xi Jinping held friendly talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a show of unity, as both countries increasingly seek to position themselves as leaders of what they call a new multipolar world order. What does that mean? Multipolar is another way of saying world government. Multipolar, in other words, the top half of the universe or the planet and the bottom half. That's what they're saying. World government. One that challenges U.S.-centric alliances and agreements. What's that saying? It's saying we're going to replace the U.S. as the leader of the world, and that's because we have turned away from our God and we started sinning. In case you're wondering, petrodollars are not a real currency. They're simply dollars being placed into trade oil. Early in the 1970s, the U.S. government provided economic aid to Saudi Arabia, its chief oil-producing rival, in exchange for assurances that Riyadh would price its crude oil exports exclusively in the U.S. dollar. We've talked about this. In 1975, other members of the OPEC also agreed. This had the immediate effect of strengthening the U.S. dollar, since countries around the world now had to buy dollars, keep them on hand in order to buy oil. But that stops Sunday, June the 9th. Are you listening? Now, Stan, what do you think is going to happen? Well, first of all, I'm not giving financial advice. I'm not an expert in all these finances. I'm a prophecy guy. So based upon the prophecies, here's my guess. I think that there's a very, very good possibility that this next week, we could see the dollar devalue by 30%, just like, three or four of the prophecies say is going to happen. We could see it where you roll up to, just like Jason Meek said, roll up to get money out of the ATM, and all of a sudden it switches. It may be this week, or maybe by the end of June, or maybe in a few months, hopefully more like a couple of years, but it's probably a month or so. All of a sudden we'll go to our bank, and let's say we had $1,000 in it. Now you have $700. They just devalue the currency overnight, automatically, with the click of a mouse. Now that's a guess, but that fits with the prophecies. So what do you do about it? Again, I can't give financial advice, but I can tell you if my mom were to call, I would say, Mom, do you have piles of money in paper? Paper being like money markets or IRAs or